the Spirit of God can take it into your life and heart and save you, bring you into a union with God in Christ. It is amazing. Dear folks, it is amazing when you think of this testimony of God that was received in the Old Covenant. Just listen to these words from Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 18. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul. Ye shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be for frontlets between your eyes. Ye shall teach them your children, talking of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thy house, and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of the heavens above the earth.
你要将我的话存在信息，留在狱中，系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文。也要教训你们的儿女，无论坐在家里，行在路上，躺下，起来，都要承认。又要写在房屋的门框上，并且城门上，使你们和你们的子孙的印，在耶和华向你们列举起誓应许给你。
You know, you may think it's religion. The Jews bind these things round their heads and put them between their eyes. They put them round their hands. Put them on their hands. They put them on the doorpost. They put them on the gate. And we think, well, this is religion. Actually, it is a testimony. Your thinking must be under the Word of God. Your doing, your works, your business, everything that you do with your hands and your feet shall be under the Word of God. When you go out of a door, it is under the Word of God. Your whole house, your family life, is under the Word of God. And it is the same with the gate, all your business life, your economic life, everything is under the Word of God. Here is something about the testimony of God. He has given us His Word. Not to tickle us. Not to somehow give some sort of satisfaction to our brains. This Word of God has been given to us to obey. And until we obey it, there will not be multiplication and blessing. But when we obey it, the blessing of God is upon that person. And the blessing of God upon that home. And the blessing of God upon that business. Upon everything to do with our life. I wish I could be more clear on this. We are living in days when people despise the word of God. When they reinvent the word of God. When they bring it up to date. Tell us what is to do with the custom of the time and nothing for us today. But this is the word of God which lives and abides forever. By this word we have been born again. We've been made alive unto God. And by this word, every new step we take
is taken.
It is tremendous. And this word of God in the Old Testament is all centered in the Lord Jesus. There is no single part of it that is not centered in Jesus. Take the blood. Genesis chapter 3. All the way through 39 books. Blood. There is no salvation apart from the shedding of blood. Take another thing. Salvation. It's there in the third chapter of Genesis. When a promise is given about the seed of the woman. And the triumph of that seed over Satan. All the way through these 39 books. It is salvation. You know, Mary was, and Joseph was told to call him Jesus. Yeshua. Salvation. Sometimes Jews say to us, well, you make so much of Jesus. And I don't see him at all in the Old Testament. Then all you have to do is to point every time the word comes in English, salvation. Thousands of times. Yeshua, 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 Yeshua. Everywhere. Throughout the Old Testament. Listen to Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Light and salvation. That word salvation is Yeshua. The Lord is my light and my salvation. When you come to the New Testament, then it's all summed up in John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus. This word translated in the English, the Greek word translated in the English word, is logos. Now, the only way you can hear and understand me this evening is by the words coming out of my lips. If I keep my mouth shut, you don't know what I'm thinking. You have no idea of my heart or my mind. But when I speak, it is an expression, an articulation, or to use an American word, American English, verbalization. Jesus is the verbalization of God. It is the way you and I can understand the heart and the mind of God. Isn't this amazing? Am I boring you? I don't know. You may have had a hard day, especially as this is the first day of the conference. Well, what I'm saying is this. The whole Bible is gathered up in the person of the Lord Jesus. He is the Word of God. You know, when you look at it, it is quite amazing. Go back into the Old Covenant. Everywhere you have types and figures. Types of the Lord Jesus. Figures of the Lord Jesus. It's everywhere. Or again, think again. What about the events? I can only take one or two. Take the Passover. Every single thing about that Passover speaks of Jesus. Or what about Jordan? When the priest stopped with the Ark of the Covenant. And their feet went down on the riverbed. And in that moment, the river stopped flowing. It's a wonderful picture of Jesus. The testimony of God. Or again, I think of a little pond in the wilderness. You know what it was called? The children of Israel came to it and they drank it. It was bitter.
They
It the name Mara means bitterness. And Moses was told, cut down the tree. Throw it into the pond. And immediately it became sweet water. Jesus. That's what he does to a life that is just full of bitterness. You bring the cross into it. And it becomes sweet. Or again, think of the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. Have you ever thought about who they saw? It says in John chapter 1, no man hath seen God at any time. You can't get over that. Who was one of the three that met Abraham? He spoke directly to Abraham. He said, within a year you will have your son. And Sarah was preparing the meal in the tent. And she had the flap closed. The door. The flap. And she laughed. And this is why I know God has humor. God said through the flap, Sarah, you laughed. And Sarah said, I didn't laugh. Yes, you did. You shall call the son you shall have Yitzhak, laughter. Do you remember Jacob? He wrestled with that mysterious stranger, that person. When he was changed into Israel. He said, I have seen God face to face. And I have lived. What about Moses? When he saw the Lord. When it is said of Moses, he saw the Lord and spoke to him face to face. That's just a few examples. Who was it? It was Jesus. Before his incarnation, it was Jesus. You know, this is the testimony of God that Israel received. There is a sense in which it doesn't make any sense until you bring Jesus into the equation. But I must finish. But you know, I always take a little time to finish. It is very interesting to me that the Ark of the Covenant is called the Ark of the Testimony. It is the key, in one way, to all the tabernacle and the temple. Actually, the tabernacle is called the tabernacle of the testimony. So now all that I've said is narrowing down to something very, very important. The tabernacle of the testimony. Much of the furniture is called, is related to the testimony. It's called the tent of the of the testimony. The ark of the testimony. That's the key. That's the key. What is the ark? The ark is the symbol or figure of the presence of God. Do you remember how the Lord said, I will meet with you there? Between the cherubim's wings, on the mercy seat, there I will meet with you. There I will commune with you. Now you've come to the heart of the matter. This is the testimony of God. I wonder how I could put it clearly. Within that ark were three things. Two unbroken tables of stone. And on them written the essential law of God. Second thing, golden pot of manna. Third thing, Aaron's rod that miraculously went through all the seasons. It is Jesus. He fulfilled the law. Unbroken stone. I am not come, he said, to destroy the law.
But
to fulfill the law. The golden pot of manna. The bread of life. Jesus spoke of himself as the bread of life. You need bread for sustenance. Jesus is the bread of life. He gives us eternal life. And by that life, we shall live. If we abide in him, and he in us, that life grows stronger and stronger. And the Aaron's rod about it, divine authority, it's tremendous. It is the Lord Jesus. Do you remember the times when the ark got parted from the tabernacle?
You remember that in the
Do you remember how it came back on its own accord? The presence of the Lord departed, and the presence of the Lord came back. There are many things one could say about this. Everything in the tabernacle spoke of the Lord Jesus. The lampstand, all of gold. The incense altar of gold. The showbread table with the bread upon it. It's amazing. The curtains. The silver sockets. Everything speaks of Jesus. His redemption. Union with Him. It is the most incredible picture of the house of God. This is the testimony of Jesus. I checked this with Brother Stephen. I remember years ago Elizabeth Fishbacher saying to me,
好多年前，有一位姐妹叫做Fishbacher姐妹，她跟我这样说，我这个故事呢，我今天跟张弟兄也对证过。We
were talking about so-called churches.
在那个时候，我们谈所谓教会。And
Miss Fishbacher, Elizabeth said, Brother Nee once said, if the Ark of the Covenant and the Tent of Meeting get parted, follow the Ark of the Covenant.
那姐妹说，倪弟兄曾经说过这句话，就是如果你看见约柜与会幕是分开的话，你应当跟着约柜，而不是跟着会幕。Did
you hear that? If the Ark of the Covenant and the Tabernacle get parted, follow the Ark of the Covenant.
再说一次，如果你发现约柜跟会幕分开的时候，你不是跟要跟着。Without
the presence of God, it is just routine.
意思是说，如果没有神的同在，所有其他的那只是行礼如仪而已。Ritual，是一个仪式。Ceremonies，是一个庆祝活动。
The Lord is gone.
但是神却不在那里。That's
exactly what happened with Laodicea. An assembly of born-again believers with elders, with deacons. They had Bible studies, prayer meetings, Lord's table, evangelistic outreach, and the head of the church, Jesus, was outside of the whole thing. And none of the elders saw it. And none of the deacons saw it. And none of the people saw it. Is it possible to have an assembly of born-again believers meeting in the name of Jesus, praying in His name, studying His words, And he's outside.
Yes.
It is. If you read what the Lord said to the church at Laodicea, their estimate of themselves was diametrically different to the Lord's estimate. They said, we are rich, we've gotten wealth, we have need of nothing. And the Lord said, you do not know. You are poor, naked, blind. And wretched. Could the Lord say of born again believers, they were wretched? People justified by his finished work. This is what happens when the testimony of Jesus is withdrawn. You have all the outward things. The heart has gone. Dear brothers, dear sisters, we need the Lord. We haven't so much time left to us. Maybe you found it difficult to listen this evening after traveling long distances, some of you. But let the Lord reach your heart. It's not what you know. It's your heart. When Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and will sup with. It is the most plaintive thing Jesus ever said. If any man hear my voice. That's what happened to the testimony of God in Israel. It became religion. Outward show, ritual, ceremonies, but the ark of the Lord had gone. It was not there in Zerubbabel's temple, but it wasn't there in Herod's temple. Ezekiel said that he saw the glory of the Lord leaving. What was the light that shone over Bethlehem? It was the glory of God returned. And anyone who knows anything about stars and astronomy will tell you that a star could not behave in the way that the Bethlehem star behaved. They saw the stars in Iraq or Persia, but when they got to Jerusalem, the light moved over Bethlehem. It was Jesus. Dear child of God, it's possible for the Lord who has saved you to be outside and knocking. Don't make the mistake our people made. Don't make the mistake that you see all the way through church history. Why don't you hear his voice and obey? And you will have a new experience of the Lord Jesus. May the Spirit of God meet you. Shall we pray? Dear Lord, we pray that you meet us. Many of our assemblies are very lifeless. The glory of the Lord has gone. Help us, Lord. We need to be revived. We need to be renewed. We need to have a new, wonderful experience of yourself that will once again set us on fire. Enable us to hear your voice, to hear what the Spirit says, to be overcomers. Lord, you know the days we're living in, and you know exactly where it's going to lead. Lord, hear us. In the name of Jesus. Amen.